Up next, we have a report from 3CR's Stick Together on the recent mass delegates meeting in Melbourne. And thanks to Annie McLaughlin and Matt Kunkel for the report from the meeting, including some awesome vox pops.
I'm Matt Kunkel. This week, we take you to the Melbourne delegates meeting held on the 17th of April, which kicked off the ACTU's 12 days of action to change the rules. More than 1,900 delegates crammed into Melbourne's town hall to hear ACTU Secretary Sally McManus lay out the campaign to change the industrial relations system to readdress the current imbalance between workers and their bosses. We'll bring you audio of the day from both inside and outside the meeting. But first, some union news. April 24th marked the fifth anniversary of the Rana Plaza collapse, where more than 1,100 Bangladeshi garment workers were killed and a further 2,500 were badly injured when the five-story building they were working in collapsed suddenly. The top four stories of the building were built illegally on top of shops and offices, against the advice of architects and without proper permits. Workers left the building the day before the collapse after large cracks opened up in the walls. The following day, management threatened the workers, forcing their return, telling them they would lose a month's wages if they did not go back to work in the unsafe building. Shortly before 9 a.m. local time, the building came down on an estimated 3,500 garment workers, who were producing clothes for more than 30 global fashion brands. The anniversary was marked around the world by unions and other groups, including a number of events in Australia. 5 years on, and those injured and the families of the dead are still waiting for compensation. And a recent report by aid agency ActionAid found that almost half of the collapse's survivors have been unable to find work since the incident. Those responsible for the collapse, including fashion brands complicit in the unsafe conditions of the building, have largely evaded justice, with only one person, the building's owner, facing a mere 5 years in prison. This is despite being found to be responsible for more than the 1,100 deaths. In contrast, seven Bangladeshi unionists are currently before the courts, facing harsher jail terms following a scuffle at the front of a garment manufacturer employers association building, which broke out when unionists were forced to defend themselves against an attack by street thugs. Here's Moshrefa Mishu, who is the president of the Garment Workers Unity Forum in Bangladesh.
Bangladeshi workers get the lowest salary of the world. Even comparison with India, Pakistan, Vietnam, Cambodia, China. So these brands, they care about their profits. So after this type of building collapse and after this huge amount of workers' death, they want to pay the lowest wage. Most of the NGO workers, they are living their horrible life. It's very painful life. Still we are demanding this to the workers, to the owners, to the government, to BGMEA. BGMEA is the organization of garment owners. We demand compensation of workers.
Municipal workers in the North Queensland city of Cairns staged stop work action last Thursday as their campaign for a new enterprise agreement heats up. The workers are members of a mix of blue and white collar unions and are raising pressure, angered by the hardline bargaining stance of the council, which has seen the workers suffer through a 4-year wage freeze. In response to the short stop work action, the council locked the striking workers out for the remainder of the day. The workers marched through the streets of Cairns before taking their demands to City Hall. Workers are demanding a fair increase to their wages, backdated to 2014, and have threatened further industrial action if their demands are not met. Approximately 150 union members at the Reserve Bank of Australia's money printing arm, Note Printing Australia, are set to vote on whether to take industrial action. The workers are members of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, the Finance Sector Union, and the Communications, Electrical and Plumbers Union, and are taking action over a wage dispute where Note Printing Australia's offer of 2% per year is a long way off the union's demand of 4% per annum. The RBA's offer is also in stark contrast to RBA Governor Philip Lowe's public call for employees to demand larger increases to stimulate the economy. Italian dock workers staged a 1-hour stop work at each of the nation's ports last week, with workers demanding authorities take urgent action to improve safety on the waterfront. The actions come after the death of a 62-year-old man in a forklift accident. This death is the latest in a string of fatalities on the Italian docks. In a further demonstration of the dangers on the waterfront, a 55-year-old woman working at Sydney's Port Botany remains in a critical condition, having fallen 7 metres after a collision of two shuttle carriers last week. Union officials were subsequently banned from properly investigating the incident, but alleged that stevedore and company Hutchinson's have failed to meet their obligations under the New South Wales Health and Safety Act. Messages of solidarity have come from Hutchinson's workers from around the world, including Indonesian dockers who have pledged to fight shoulder to shoulder with the MUA for better safety, having themselves lost 4 workmates at Hutchinson's Indonesian operations in the last 18 months. The injured worker remains in an induced coma in a Sydney hospital. On Wednesday, the 18th of April, the Transport Workers Union staged a national day of action against supermarket chain Aldi. The protests were staged to coincide with the second anniversary of the Turnbull government's axing of the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal. The union is demanding that Aldi sign on to a charter that would ensure transport workers in the Aldi supply chain are paid a living wage and not forced to work long, unsafe hours just to survive. The protest in Sydney occupied a busy city intersection before marching out the front of one of Aldi's stores where New South Wales State Secretary Richard Olsen spoke.
I want to give a quote from one of the Aldi drivers who sent a message to us via Facebook. And he said, "When I was told by my manager I was too fatigued, when I told my manager I was too fatigued to do another shift after working 15 hours, he said, everyone else is doing it. What's wrong with you? Have you got a problem? That's why we've got a problem with Aldi. They refuse to recognise the issues that are very clear with their fatigue management and their overall responsibility with chain of responsibility. You must come clean. You need to get to the table. You need to do what other retailers are doing with us, and that's to sit down, work through your supply chain, identify the killing issues. What is killing people on our roads? Aldi, you have a responsibility in this country to put it on the table and sit with us to work through those issues. And we will continue this until you do. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Stick Together, workers' stories and union news. Broadcast around the country every week on the Community Radio Network.
Tuesday, the 17th of April, saw roughly 1,900 union delegates descend on Melbourne Town Hall to hear ACTU Secretary Sally McManus provide a briefing about the Change the Rules campaign. The day kicked off the ACTU's 12 days of action to change the rules, with events all around the nation, including street mobilisations centred around May Day. There were no spare seats in the 1,500-seat theatre, with roughly 400 delegates standing along the sides for 2 hours. A further 200 delegates were unable to get into the town hall, many of whom remained outside with the hope of eventually making it in, huddled around phones watching a live stream of events. Stick Together's Annie McLaughlin caught up with some of the delegates before the meeting.
Yeah, I'm from Stick Together Show. I'm wondering what your reaction to this meeting and what your hopes are.
The community out there is not aware. They're all just in for me, not for we. So we're here today to re-educate everybody out there that it should be about us fighting for an equal pay, equal conditions. It's very, very hard out there for the educated community because they've been educated by their parents not to be unionised. So it's very, very sad that they're not really here. It's not here. It's not actually the union. It's actually we are the union. We are the movement. So we need to get fair for everybody, not just these big rats, you know.
What I hope for is a general consensus across the board with all unions that we take up the mantle and we give them a bit of stick, if you like. Yeah, it's time to fight back. Yeah, it's time to stand up and fight back, darling. Yes.
I'm hoping that we're all going to come together in agreement that we're going to stop casualisation and that we're all going to kind of be on the same par wage-wise. Better opportunities for our future, our kids' future.
Are your members worried about what's going on at the moment?
I don't think our members are fully aware, fully aware. I think a lot of people just tiptoe and just mosey on. We're going to be definitely in trouble if people aren't made aware of the conditions and what the government and everyone else is trying to do for jobs and for families here in Australia alone. We're in big trouble.
Thanks for talking to me.
No problem.
Stick Together Show. Mm. What's your hope for this particular meeting?
A bit of unity and get
get the boys together and the girls to stand as one to uphold workers' rights and freedoms of association.
And I was wondering what your hopes are for this meeting.
Oh, we just want fair pay. We want people to be paying the tax that they have, and we want the workers to get back to their jobs that have been off for so long fighting for what they need. So we're here to show our support.
Okay, you're pretty young, you guys. Are you a bit frightened about your futures?
The way Australia's going at the minute, I am, because they seem to be taking more and more from the workers. So we want to get the things in place to have a sustainable future.
I am hoping that there is a build and resolve to get the government of the day to change the rules. The inability of workers to strike in order to protect their wages and conditions is a fundamental flaw in our system, and it is giving way too much power to the bosses.
Now, Sally McManus, I've spoken to her, and she's actually sees that this is a battle that has to happen from the grassroots. And so I'd see that this meeting is part of the battle strategy. Would you?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I mean, the reality is if the workers don't fight for their own futures, there's not much that the union leaders can do. They really have to be willing to fight the battle themselves and to join the cause.
Thanks very much.
And that was 3CR's Stick Together show with Annie McLaughlin and Matt Kunkel, reporting from that mass delegates meeting here in Melbourne. It is 10:33. You are on 3CR. I'm James. You're here with me till 11 o'clock, followed by Kerry Lee Harding with a special May Day edition of Black Noise Radio. We'll be hearing some more from that mass delegates meeting here in Melbourne real soon.
I often feel the only thing standing between us falling off that precipice and actually fighting our way back up the top of the hill is the trade union movement. I really believe that. We have the numbers, we have the commitment, we have the heart, we have the will to really fight. And the only way we're going to win that fight is to grow the union movement.
That was Jed Carney talking up union. Stay tuned to 3CR for more union news. 855 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au.
It's 22 to 11. You're on 3CR, May Day. In fact, happy May Day, everybody. We're here till noon with special May Day broadcasting, and we're going to continue now with our Stick Together broadcast from that special mass delegates meeting here in Melbourne recently.
The meeting heard briefly from Victorian Trade Sol Secretary Luke Hilakari, who fired up the crowd and introduced the issues. The meeting then heard from Troy Carter, a delegate from SO Longford, who told his emotional story of 300 days and counting on the picket line down in Gippsland. Here's excerpts from Troy's speech.
Thank you, Luke, Sally and Sean, for the opportunity to speak on this platform with you today. And thank you to all of you who have made it to this meeting today to make this happen. Thank you so much. My name is Troy. I'm a delegate for the AMWU, and along with my brothers Dane, Steve and Mel, we represent 230 working families who were completely and utterly shafted by the company UGL KAEFER under the direction of ExxonMobil Australia, more commonly known as Esso. And that happened 300 days ago. These guys are a prime example of how broken these current rules are, which allowed our company to legally make 230 workers redundant on the 15th of June 2017. And the very next day offered our jobs back to us, but with a 30 to 40% pay cut. Significant cuts to our allowances, significant cuts to our annual leave, significant cuts to our loadings, and a move from a 7-day on, 7-day off roster to a roster that would be completely at the discretion of the company. This could be 52 days at a time on one day's notice. It would also see the implementation of a stand-down clause that could see us at work without pay, while also accepting zero full-time jobs see the introduction of short-term working contracts and a fully casualised workforce. And we would have seen our union-ratified EBA that was hard-fought through decades of fair negotiations replaced overnight by a collective agreement that was voted on by just five people in Western Australia, way over there. Five strangers who had not worked with us, yet deciding the wages and conditions that these guys would have to face in an accept it or take it, leave it deal. And the list goes on. This is why we need to change the rules. Big business has way too much power. They make huge profits while working families struggle to make ends meet. And yet, while working families are paying an ever-increasing fortune for utilities and services to live and paying enormous amounts of tax, big businesses such as ExxonMobil and UGL do not pay any corporate tax in Australia at all. It's shameful, and the rules are completely broken. We need fair pay and secure jobs. Local workers need to be looked after. We need to make sham contracts a thing of the past, and we need to put an end to this outrageous race to the bottom. That is why these champions, these modern-day trade union heroes, decided collectively 300 days ago we would risk everything and put it on the line to stand up and fight back. And these guys, they fought bloody hard for the last 300 days to put a stop to these horrendous and barbaric tactics and ensure the same thing doesn't happen to you or anybody else. We're not only fighting for us, but for our families and our children, and your families and your children, and for this country. Many people have asked us, what's it like to spend 300 days on a picket line? Well, I can assure you that every single one of these guys can tell you it's bloody hard and it comes at a huge price. 300 days ago, my kids would come running to me when I returned home from work. Today, when I get home, my kids won't even give me an eye when I walk in through the door. When I do convince them to come and give me a hug, the first thing they'll ask me is, do you have to go to the picket line tomorrow, Dad? And 300 days ago, my kids used to ask me to jump on the trampoline with them, kick the footy, dig in the sandpit, or play Monster Jam on the floor. Now I don't even get asked. One thing they ask me is, how many phone calls do you have to make today, Dad? Or can you lie with me for 5 minutes while I fall off to sleep tonight? That's what it's like to be on a picket line for 300 days. And each and every single one of these guys, my brothers, could tell you their own stories of how it's affected them and their families. But what happened? What changed? And how did it come to this? Well, I can answer that. The bloody rules were broken. So I plead with you today, for the sake of your children or your family, to please support our campaign and the whole Change the Rules campaign. Because despite the hardships our families are facing, we need to fight this fight for as long as it takes to ensure no other family has to suffer the same thing. So please, make a donation to our fighting fund or arrange a mass meeting to discuss these issues at your workplace. Please come and visit us on the picket line or invite us. We'd take great pleasure in coming to visit you and explaining this to your workers. As delegates, we need to lead this campaign and be the voice for change. And together, everybody here, we need to change these rules. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Stick Together on the Community Radio Network. where this week we're bringing you audio from the Melbourne All Delegates meeting on Tuesday, the 17th of April. That was Union Delegate Troy speaking about his 300 days on the Esso picket line. Following Troy's speech, ACTU Secretary Sally McManus took to the stage and ran through the strategy and goals of the Change the Rules campaign, outlining the field campaign that hopes to reach into workplaces around the nation. Following her presentation, two motions were moved. The first had delegates endorse the campaign, with the second endorsing a mass mobilisation in Melbourne on the 9th of May, calling all Victorian workers to hit the streets. ETU Delegate Paul, a member of the CUB 55, who spent more than 6 months on the picket line in Abbotsford, spoke in favour of the first motion.
Thank you. Let me just say how proud I am to be here, standing in front of alongside our union family. It's great to be here. I support this motion. This is the motion we need, because we live in a Commonwealth nation, a Commonwealth where the wealth of this nation ought to be shared by its common people, people like us, working people, rank and file like you and I. When I hear another attack like Esso, like CUB, on our wages, on our conditions, our penalty rates, for God's sake, our right to take industrial action in defence of our claims, our permanent employment in favour of casualisation, when I hear a federal government generously supporting the greed of big business, I know the rules are broken. So when we hear the call from Troy, when we hear the call from Sally to walk, we march. Because their song is our belief, their words are our creed, and this campaign is one we will win.
Early childhood educator Kerry Devere, who last month took strike action demanding equal pay for educators, joined Paul in support of the motion.
Hi, I'm Kerry Devere and I'm an early childhood educator who's been in the profession 30 years. We're 95% women workers. We're paid low to minimum wages. We have worked with the rules. We're bargaining. We're going to employers, and the rules are broken. You know, the Fair Work Commission threw out our case, and so now we need to change the rules. I'm so proud to be a union member today. And I'm going to demonstrate to my co-workers and my other professional people that we can do this together, and we can do this so that we can do our job better, we can build stronger families in our communities, and we can achieve professional wages for the work that we do every day. Thank you.
Union delegates rocked the hall with loud chants before filing out, with many of them choosing to march through the streets of Melbourne to Esso's headquarters in South Bank, where they joined AMWU and ETU members in protesting against that company's ongoing war against its workers. Stick Together's reporters caught up with delegates after the meeting.
Your impression of that meeting?
Oh, it was very powerful.
Yeah. It'll get you out on the street?
Absolutely.
G'day you guys. I'm from 3CR Stick Together Show. Can you give me your impression of the meeting? How do you feel?
Couldn't have gone better.
Couldn't felt better?
Yep, went really well.
Yeah. Tell me about the issues that are for your members.
Well, it's the change the rules against the bosses and all the money going around to the big bosses and not giving anything back and taking our rights away from us.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, look, I thought it was a good meeting. It's a very important message that we need to send out to the people. So it's about time that things do change, and we need to all stick together to get it happening. So,
how did you find Sally's speech?
Yeah, Sally's very good. I was very impressed with what Sally had to say. I'll back her 100%, and I'm sure all our union delegates will.
Yeah, so the grassroots sort of get out there, talk to people, find out, spread the message.
That's it, yeah. We have to let as many people know as possible, even the people that aren't union members. We just need to get on side of the public, and I think most of the public agree with what we have to say anyway. It's just that, I guess, if they watch too much TV and the media portrays us in a different way, so we just need to get everyone aware of the facts, and hopefully they can jump on board as well.
Thanks.
No worries.
G'day, I'm from 3CR Stick Together Show. Can you give me your reactions to the meeting?
Yes, very, very happy. We had endorsed a change of the rules because we all have realized that really the rules are broken. We are not allowed to have a voice. We are not allowed to have any industrial action if we are not happy with the laws. And if we do decide to have industrial action, we are sent to jail and given massive fines, and we don't think that is fair as workers that we are allowed to play. We are being invited to play in a game that the rules do not support us, and we are bound to lose, and we just have to play and accept the fact that we're going to lose. So we don't think that is fair.
Yeah, so you fully endorse what Sally had to say?
Definitely 100%.
Okay, what's your union?
AMW.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
From Stick Together 3CR, can you give me your reactions to the meeting?
Okay, I think it's well overdue. I think as delegates we need to get out into our workplaces and make them understand the current working conditions for other workers and change the rules and come out on the 9th of May.
Hey, and what's your union?
The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hey, what did you think of the meeting?
I felt a lot better before.
Before?
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful, love, yeah. Very confident we're going to knock them off, yeah?
Yeah.
Be lovely. Yeah.
Thanks. Can you give me your reaction to the meeting?
Reaction? Well, great meeting, and everybody needs to get behind it and hit the streets.
Yeah.
Especially those people in the city when we get there on the day, May the 9th. If you're in the city, you need to be moving around, going to work or whatever. Instead of beeping your horn at us, just park your cars and get out and join us.
It's very interesting because that stuff about you're from the CFMEU, you know, how people say, I mean, it's true, I was at the big rallies and they were saying that, you know, where's everyone else? Where are our mates? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people speaking for that, and I think there'll be a few more people mobilising, getting behind it. And we just got to get the word out to the general public and hopefully they all join us. We're all going to work or doing something that day. Join us and make a difference.
Do you want to give me your impression of that meeting?
I think it's great. It's lovely to see so many people fighting for a cause that's worthy.
Yeah. You'll be out on May the 9th?
Yes. I come from a little town in East Gippsland, about 6 hours away from here, so I'll be here on the 9th.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Well, that's all we have time for this week on Stick Together. Thanks to those delegates who spoke with our reporters. The Melbourne delegates meeting was just the first event in the ACTU's 12 Days of Action to Change the Rules. To find an event near you, head to www.australianunions.org.au. If you are in Melbourne, the next action is the mass mobilisation on May 9, and it starts at 10 a.m. out the front of Trades Hall in Carlton.
And thank you to 3CR's Matt Kunkel and Annie McLaughlin there for that special edition of Stick Together, focusing on May Day and the mass delegates meeting here in Melbourne recently. Up real soon, we'll be having Kerry Lee Harding in the studio doing a very, very special edition for May Day of Black Noise Radio. In the meantime, though, here's a few more May Day carts to get you in the mood a bit more.
This is an important day because it's about standing up for workers' rights, for justice, for fairness. I don't care what colour someone's skin is, I don't care what language they speak, and I don't care where in the world they came from. Because we as workers have got to stand up for every worker having the right to justice and fairness. And every person that arrives in this country, no matter how they got here, no matter where they came from, having the right to be treated with respect and dignity. Every person has the right to respect and dignity.
It doesn't really matter how old you are or what sex you are or where you work, you know, you should be standing up for your rights.
Have a situation where employers can come along with an agreement that actually does undermine award conditions, but in a way that can still pass a legal test.
With you by my side.
Our members do the job not just because they want to get paid, but because they're committed to the work, but they're exploited in that.
So we're fighting for what is fair.